at 5 in the morning. On Claire's 26th birthday, she was embraced by her friend Leni, who gave her a hard-bought gift, 2 sweet biscuits and a pair of shoes. Claire, knowing their price, wept. Now, some hours later, she was eating the biscuits while she gazed with intense foreboding at the shoes. It was imperative that she take them off her feet, but she was terrified of doing so. 2. Once, in a world that was a century away, the man Claire married had sent her a bantering missive about her taste in shoes. Claire was thinking of the letter now in a vague, hazy way, recalling not one phrase but hearing faint tones from the chambers of her heart. Portrait of Claire for Posterity by Pierre Brabantin. She is lovely in a way that almost forbids adornment. Her long blonde hair is the color of corn silk, and she wears it simply, twisting it into a bun at the back of her neck. Since it is feather light, wisps of it are always astray at her temples and over her forehead, and the slight disarray is enchanting. Her complexion is very fair, and there is such rich color in her cheeks and lips that makeup would be glaring and would cheapen her appearance. Wisely, she avoids it. Her features are almost, but thank God not quite, classically perfect. Oval face, high forehead, exquisitely intense blue eyes, a small, full, beautiful mouth capable of the most tender and passionately honeyed kisses. Yet the nose of this aristocratic face is, I admit with pleasure, a bit too long for perfection, with a slight rising on the crown. This plebeian feature is the most gracious thing that nature could have bestowed upon Mademoiselle Olivier, because from adolescence on, it has given her the sense that she is not really lovely, but only passably attractive. As a result, she has been saved from the cold and lonely pit into which many beautiful women fall, that of complacent narcissism. Far from dedicating herself to her mirror and to all of the gestures and poses of a self-conscious beauty, she has developed her intelligence to the fullest, and thereby has made of herself a whole, stunning woman, eager and alert, interesting and vital. Her figure is splendid, or so it would seem to one who has not yet been granted the sight of her naked body, the bosom small and provocative, the belly flat, the waist narrow, the hips generous, the legs long and beautifully turned. This Claire, this sweetly natural, vividly ripe, enchanting girl whom I adore, has, alas, a serious moral flaw. She is addicted not to alcohol, drugs, flirtation, or kleptomania, but to something less accountable and more outré, the practice of wearing high-heeled shoes on all occasions. Let us, for instance, plan a picnic in the bois. Along come those high-heeled monstrosities, perhaps to be kicked off later for a run on the grass, but inexorably there. She owns no sandals, flats, or walking shoes, and I have no doubt that she wears heels when skiing. I am too much in love to characterize this addiction as sickly or fetishistic, but I wonder what someone more objective than I would conclude.